Hey, let's go to our next guest. Our Prime Minister, actually, Tony Abbott, will be the guest speaker for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, my foundation. It'll be Monday the 3rd of August, 12:30 to 2:30, at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Tickets will be taxable and a donation straight to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If you want to book the tickets, log on to the Make-A-Wish Foundation website. Just follow the links and book. You'll get straight through there. And bringing this all together, I'm proud of Chappie for doing this, is Crows Chairman Rob Chapman. Chappie, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Rowie. Thanks for the plug, mate. You're absolutely right. It's a fantastic cause, all about the children, tugs at the heartstrings. And, mate, I'm really, really happy and proud myself to be a small part in bringing it together.
How do you get a direct line to our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, Chappie? I knew you were connected, but not that well connected.
Oh, mate, look, he's a generous man himself. Make-A-Wish Foundation's near and dear to his heart. I have been speaking to his office and through Christopher Pine, who's a good Crows man. And look, they pulled it together. The unfortunate thing, he rang me Friday and says, look, we can get this done, Rob. August the 3rd, I'll be in town. And I said, oh, that's all right. I thought he said October 3rd.
No.
I can find a venue then and some sponsors. And he said, no, it's 15 days' time. So in between now and then, I've found the entertainment centre are going to put all this on for us, which is great. Coopers, who always come to the party, are going to supply the beer. We've got some wonderful sponsors, and I'm up to about 450 people there now. Wow. I need another 550, Rowie. So listeners, please get onto the foundation website and buy a ticket.
Now, Rob, the big thing the last 48 hours has been Patrick Dangerfield. There's been a bit of a sideshow down at the Adelaide Football Club with media camped out there. A lot of speculation that he's going to make a decision today when he meets with his manager, Paul Connors. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, hey, it sure is a circus down there. Everyone's there. I'm told Paul Connors got hijacked at the airport last night. So, look, I'm not 100% sure as to any time frame there. You know Patrick's been thinking about this, and he's always said that he'll make a decision in due course. And I hate doing this, but I've got to bat it back to you. Sometimes it's just not in the club's best interest to comment because it would compromise us in our discussions. So that's why we don't publicly comment. And I know your listeners and our supporters at least understand that. So it's a bit hard to comment on at this point in time.
So just to follow it up, so is there a deadline that you have, or you'll give Patrick some time?
No deadline, and I think that'd be pretty heartless to have put a deadline on him too, quite frankly. It's been a pretty emotional time, certainly the last couple of weeks, and look, Patrick's got all the time he needs to give it due consideration. He's a very smart fella. He's a great leader. He's so engaged. He's playing well. So it's not a distraction to him, and he'll reach that decision, with all the appropriate people at a time of his calling.
I don't think you could have a player at the moment that's more engaged and connected to the club with him out at the SANFL, with what he did with the past players up there and, you know, out in the media and just the way he plays, no question, Chappie. But the goalposts have changed. There's no question about that. Does that concern you at all?
No, it doesn't concern me. With what's happened, I think that's what you're referring to with Phil and the coach. I'm sure it is another dynamic, certainly another lens that he puts over the decision. You know, he's very close to family, and we respect that because we all should be close to family. I also know he loves his football club. He's publicly stated the same. So look, you know, it's a decision that he'll weigh up. As I said, he's a very smart, very considered young man, and he'll make the right decision for him.
Yep. Did Paul Connors catch up with the club at all, with other players as well as Paddy, today?
Look, all I know, Rowie, sorry, is that he was coming to town, and we knew that because he's got a few of our players, and he was catching up with them. These player managers, you know, flit across the country and go and try and catch up with the same stable in each state and each football club. So I know he's catching up with several today. I'm pretty confident in saying it's not specifically around Patrick.
So to get rid of the hysteria, you're the chairman. He hasn't signed, and in the short term, you don't think he's going to sign?
I don't know when he's going to sign. As I said, we've put no deadline on him. We know it's a very, very big decision for him. That's all I know at this point in time.
Yeah, but you can say he hasn't signed. As of today, he hasn't signed.
No.
Well, there you go.
Certainly Not to my knowledge, okay. And you'd think I'd know.
I would think you would know, Jeff.
One of the other big decisions that's on the horizon is the talk of a new coach. And in back page of The Age today, just announced that the same panel will be put together. It'll be Andrew Fagan, David Noble and Mark Ricciuto again presiding over that decision.
Yeah, I think so. You know, they've now got some history. It was only 10 months or so ago that those guys went on a pretty exhaustive and prudent search to find Phil. You know, I still recall the first discussion we had with Phil was Mark and I at my place, and I said to Mark, well, there's the benchmark. If we find somebody better than that, we're going to end up with a very good coach. And, of course, we didn't. So we know... you know, what's out there. Probably a slight change in the fact that, you know, we've had a new change in our game style, game plan and a set of values that Phil has brought to our club. So, you know, the people you just mentioned and myself will sit down and just discuss, you know, is it the single coach we're looking for, or could it be a combination of senior and newer or lesser experienced coach to continue perhaps the journey that we embarked under Phil, you know, 9 months ago.
If it was to do that, you'd have to argue if you're going to continue that someone already there like Scott Camporelli would have a bit of an advantage. Has he decided whether he wants to, I guess, engage in that or put his hand up for that role?
Yeah, I don't think we've spoken to Scott in detail around that. You know, we had to speak to Scott virtually that first weekend and ask him to step up. You know, everyone in the club at that point in time, and still, you know, still a very raw for us as to what's occurred. But he's done a great job. And really, we just needed to get through, you know, the West Coast game and now the showdown. So, Bix, that's a good question you've asked, and I reckon we'll start finding answers to those questions probably over the next week or two.
I know it's still raw and delicate, and I feel compromised to even talk about it, and so does Bix. It is awkward, and I know it would be for you as well, Rob, but could you just give us a bit of light as your preference? Would it be a senior type of coach, or you'd be willing to punt a rookie?
Yeah, again, I think we certainly know what was out there this time last year. Probably let's just reassess to see, you know, if that field's evolved and if there's other people out there. And then I think we've got to analyse what's happened this year to, you know, the football dynamics, game plan, values, etc. And then, and as I said, we'll start doing that over the next couple of weeks and then probably make a judgment as to what's best going to suit. So if you ask me that, save that question for 2 weeks, yes. And I reckon any one of us will be able to give you a clearer answer.
Chappie, we've got 9 weeks to convince Woosher that Adelaide's his new home. Now, I've texted him about fishing. I don't know what his preferences are there, but Chappie, you've got a fishing boat like me. Whether the pair of us can, in the next 9 weeks, convince him that King George Whiting is his...
You've got an extensive cellar too, yeah. Rob. I'm sure he's
an extensive cellar.
Oh, mate, we've got to use everything to our advantage, don't we, to attract the very best coach to our football club. Look, I respect what John has said publicly about his future. So, as I said, we'll respect that, but you know, just in a quiet time, I might pose the question again.
You little beauty. Johnny Worsfold actually was speaking to him at 4:35. Now, Scotty Thompson, what a marvellous showdown victory. When are you going to get his signature in the tin tank, Chappie? Please.
Oh, didn't he play well? He just, in those big games, he just stands up. He's very hard to move over the ball, and you just know what you're going to get from him week in, week out. So, look, I have spoken to Nobes and Andrew Fagan about it, so... I think over the next few weeks, some decisions will be made around that, and you know, we'll be putting some ink to paper there.
Now, the Make-A-Wish Foundation gives wishes to young kids under 18 years of age that have a life-threatening illness. I've been a part of them for about 25 years now, and I'm just so rapt that, Chappie, you are. You've got our Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, as our guest speaker. It's Monday the 3rd of August, 12:30 to 2:30. It's the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Taxable donation. The ticket is totally tax-deductible. The Make-A-Wish Foundation website, it is makeawishfoundation.com.au, the website. Just follow the links. Book your ticket. Now, Chappie, how many you got? 450. We want 1,000.
We need 1,000 there. You know, that makes, you know, a lot of money. 400,000 or above to that, which just grants so many wishes to these children, and that would be great. You've done a great job over a couple of decades. They speak very highly of you in there and the other volunteers, and as I said, to get the Prime Minister here is a big coup. So please, if there's people out there that want to, we'll put together a lot of, you know, football supporter tables, business tables, and it'll be a great networking day. And as I said, we'll get to hear from our Prime Minister as well.
And we can do singles and doubles, so you can book, and we'll just organise to get all the tables together. So it's the Make-A-Wish Foundation website. Log onto that, follow the links, book the ticket. Chappie, on behalf of Make-A-Wish, thank you, because this is just such... I know you're a busy man with what's happened in the last fortnight, to be able to give your time for this in such short time and have a direct line to Tony Abbott. You have just gone up in the runs just a tad, Chappie. I think that's brilliant. And we'll keep promoting that through the last 2 weeks, and on the 3rd of August, let's hope we get 1,000 people at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Chappie, absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you, fellas. Really, really appreciate it on behalf of Make-A-Wish, and let's hope we can get a win up on Saturday, 6-day turnaround as well, and I'll say we've had a good week.
Fantastic. Chappie, thanks for your time.